Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
We are back on The Drive. This is Pete Fopiano sitting in for Steve Jackson. And today being Thursday, we have our resident theater critic, theater guru, I should say, Harry Duke. Harry, I'm going to turn it over to you, let you introduce your guests and talk about Main Stage West production of Lungs.
Okay, thanks, Pete. Indeed, Main Stage West out on Sebastopol, that tiny little theater on the corner of 116 and Bodega Highway, has got an interesting production running right now. It is entitled Lungs, written by Duncan McMillan. And joining us to talk about it is the director, David Lear, and the entire cast, Jared Wright and Shariah Pierce. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello.
So this isn't a particularly well-known play, so it would be to our audience's advantage to get some sense of what it is about. So, David, can you give us some sense of what Lungs is about? It sounds like a biology lecture, but that is not the case.
Far from it. It's been 2 years trying to get this play, and Shariah initially brought it to me, right? Yeah, and I read it, and I said, we got to do this. It's a story involving two people, a couple, who are deciding whether or not to bring a kid into the world. And they go through a lot of machinations, emotional machinations, of trying to validate bringing a child into the world. And then it gets involved in the nature of human relationships. And so there's a lot of roller coaster sort of ups and downs in this storytelling. And it does get involved with the climate and our impact on the planet. And it's a, I think, a brilliantly written, very perceptive piece of work.
Let me give you the
And it's also, if I may just
go ahead.
Cut you off. Sorry. What was I going to say? Yes. What I was going
to
say
is, if you're
going
to cut me off, you have to have a reason to cut me off, David.
I have one. I have many. Okay, so what really attracted me to wanting to do this story was it involves no set, no props, no sound. And it's just about focusing on the work of the two people in front of you. And the only other sound in the show, too, actually, is the soundscape in the beginning before the show. And it's the evolution of time, starting with birds and ending up with talks about climate change. And then at the very end, and I'm not going to reveal that song, and that's the only two soundscapes that we have.
So no sets, no sounds, except the ones you described. Do you at least turn the lights on?
When we have to,
okay.
Yeah.
So the Main Stage West website describes it as such. The world is getting hotter. There's unrest overseas. The seas themselves aren't very calm. And one couple is thinking about having a child. Lungs is a smart and funny drama that follows a couple through the surprising life cycle of their relationship as they grapple with questions of family and change, hope, betrayal, happenstance, and the terrible pain that you can only cause people that you love. Is that the case?
So yeah, pretty
right on. Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And so, Jared and Shariah, you are in the show, and interesting that the script does not indicate a name for these two people. Correct? How are they referred to in the script?
Just, M and W.
Just letters.
Man and woman. Theoretically, yeah. That's what we assume.
We assume. Yeah.
So, give us man's perspective on this show.
He is a character who is very supportive, very much in love, but you know, also very scared about the future and you know, having a child.
And woman?
Woman is hyper intelligent, hyper analytical, mm-hmm. pretty intense, overthinks, overanalyzes. Getting a PhD in some kind of environmental population something, and really wrestling with her truth, which is that she wants to be a mother and have a baby, and what she's, you know, writing a dissertation on, which is like, don't do it. There's too many in the world.
And there's also a lot of fear, I think, that on both there.
Yeah, about parenthood and what it means. And and I think they both, I mean, the play spans, what, like 40 years maybe?
Yeah, kind of almost their whole lives.
And they definitely grow into each other and into themselves as it goes on.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, yes.
Eventually. Yeah. Or like right at the end.
I think we the audience comes into the play when they're on their downswing. And it starts with a baby, and then we begin their journey trying to figure themselves out. And they don't quite do that in the most constructive, approachable way.
Now,
do find themselves. And that's the beauty of this story. They do find themselves. They come to a reckoning that I think a lot of people will. The response we've had so far is it's very familiar. The audience feels very familiar with this material.
Recognizable.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, in researching this particular play, which I was not familiar with, I found it interesting that the script is written as a single continuous situation. It doesn't give you any directions as to when something starts or stops, or if there are any particular stage directions. It's basically just script.
Yes, it's a continuous dialogue. And then the first time that Shirai and Jared and I sat down, we had to find the scenes. They're not indicated. And
there's lots that are ambiguous. Like, is it that line or is it this line? And that's part of why.
Where do you stop? Where do you start?
Right.
Yeah, that's part of why I chose the play. I mean, I think it's beautifully written and very apt. But David and I have worked together twice, and I feel like we really collaborate incredibly well. And I read this play.
She's my actor.
He's my director. And I just thought, wow, what an amazing, challenging artistic puzzle this would be for us.
Yeah.
And that's like a huge part of what drew me to it. And then I realized, oh crap, like that's not interesting for the audience to know that we figured out a puzzle. We also have to tell a story. And that's also part of why I thought Jared was perfect for it, because he's a director and filmmaker, and I think also has kind of the bigger picture eye.
So as performers, as a former performer myself, I can speak with some knowledge of this. There's often an anticipation. Okay, what are we going to work with on set? We've got to work with blocking. What am I going to wear? What are we going to do? You know, how do we have to react to this? And it doesn't sound like you had a whole lot of that to do. So talk about the rehearsal process and what that worked out like for you.
Yeah, it was really, you know, finding, like David said, finding where the scenes start and stop and so forth, and then blocking them. And you know, I think David had a real vision and a real strong roadmap as to where to go. So, and we didn't really worry about anything except for the words for the majority of the rehearsal process, blocking and the words. And, you know, Shirai and I have to do all of that, all of the blocking, all of the, you know, scene changes with our bodies, with our words. So, and then, you know, I mean, I think we costumes didn't come into play until like, you know, 2 days before we were up. We just said, we just need something that is pretty neutral and, you know, that because that's what this show is about. It's about stripping away everything rather than calling attention to it.
Oh, that's a good point. That's very Grotowskian. You just do away with the layers until you get down to the bare truth. Very true. And we did spend, what, 2.5 weeks doing nothing but talking.
Probably more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, which I love. Like, there's so little rehearsal time for most productions in Sonoma County, and it's so normal to read through it once and then block and reblock and reblock and never talk about the story you're telling or the relationship.
We didn't get up on our feet until like 2.5 weeks into it.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing.
All right. Well, let's get you up on your feet now. Let's give our audience a real good sense of this show by doing a short scene from it.
Sure.
Who would like to introduce what we're going to hear? you can't point fingers at each other. You must decide.
So this is a short scene, part of a scene anyway, that begins as they're having sex.
Go ahead and say it.
That's it.
Okay.
Can we stop for a second?
Again?
I just need it.
It's been weeks.
I know. I'm sorry.
Not again.
If we're going to do this.
But there's no if, okay? There's no if, so please don't start with that.
No, I'm not starting. I'm just talking. I'm just saying if. No, because. I mean because, not if. Because we're doing this.
We are.
You're going to have to.
I am.
No, Kate, let me finish, please. You're going to have to relax because this should be beautiful and.
I'm fine.
You're fine, okay? Good,
yeah.
Good. Maybe I'm just reading it all wrong. Maybe I'm seeing something that's not happening. It just seems to me that you're feeling quite a lot of that the way you're being towards me is giving off a lot of hate.
I don't hate you.
Oh, I know. I know you don't. I know that. I know that. I know. Oh, I know you don't.
I don't hate you.
Don't take that the wrong way.
I might go for a walk.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, I've ruined it. I'm just tense, and it's not just your fault.
What isn't fault? What is?
No, stop. No, stop. Look, it's this. It's, we're trying. We are, and
yeah.
And that's wonderful. It is. It's wonderful, and it's scary. You know, it's wonderful and scary. And I mean, not just for me, because it's my body it'll be happening to. Well, I mean, not to, but inside of or whatever. But I mean, for both of us, isn't it? And we're not talking about it. And there's this atmosphere, isn't there? Or is it just me? Maybe it's just me.
I was there. I was ready.
I know. And I'm sorry. It's all right. Okay, deep breath. It's this. It's about making a person what we're doing. Yeah. It's about this amazing miracle, you know? Well, not miracle, but you know what I mean? Well, no, yeah. Yeah, miracle. It's about this miracle happening, and it's, I want it to feel, I need it to feel, I don't know, like sacred, or not sacred, but you know, yeah. And you've got that porn look in your eyes.
I can't help the way I look.
Well, it's the look that murderers and men in pornos have.
It's just I'm concentrating.
It scares me.
Really?
No, of course not. Like a little bit.
What the hell?
What? Don't feel bad. I don't want you to feel bad.
Do you feel this way often when we?
No,
when we,
no, no.
No, you've said it before.
I mean, only
yeah, you've mentioned it. It's one of your things.
Second. One of my things. What do you mean, one of my things?
You've been listening to a scene from Lungs, running now at Main Stage West in Sebastopol, as presented by Shariah Pierce and Jared Wright. The play runs through May 26th. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. The Sunday matinee is at 5 p.m. For all sorts of information, you go to mainstagewest.com. And we do have a pair of tickets to give away to the first caller at 707-636-1350. Please give Mike your name, your email address, and your phone number, and some folks from Main Stage West will get in contact with you to arrange the tickets. How do you feel at the end of the performance?
Oh.
I think that answers the question.
Exhausted.
I think that says it all, pretty much.
I don't feel exhausted. I feel inspired and...
Yeah, that as well.
Satisfied and...
Lifted.
It's emotionally draining, though, this particular piece. But in the best way.
And how has the audience reaction been?
Really great.
Yeah, very positive.
I think, you know, we weren't sure, is this relatable? It's like, it feels so relatable to me, but I think having an audience, we realized, like, there are so many moments in this play that people recognize and see themselves in and have had.
It's also a lot funnier than we
didn't realize we were in a comedy.
Imagined in the, yeah.
We thought it was like this super intense emotional drama. And
which it also is, but
it is. But
the first half was a lot funnier than we, or at least people are laughing.
Apparently
so
it's
good.
Yeah, it's like after our sort of, it was Thursday before the week of opening, we had, you know, the Cravens came in and a sprinkle of other people. And after it was over, late, just applauded it, and very, very little notes, if any. And when they left, and we were giving notes, I said, you know, I've come to realize I don't think we knew what we had when we started off with this, because we spent so much time going down and really exploring how can we be alive and real, that we didn't really think, you know, the more we got, it's like, are people going to relate to this? Are they going to want to hear it?
Well, apparently they are, as the reviews have been great so far from my colleagues. And again, it's Lungs at Main Stage West, running through May 26th. Go to mainstagewest.com for your info. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be back after this break.